Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Valentine's Day is this Friday. We're hosting a speed dating night because you don't see too many of them around, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's where I met my husband at a speed dating night, 6.5 years ago now. And I just wanted to share the love. You and I both have been both ditched on Valentine's Day.
it's too raw to talk about.
So we decided to become Cupids and train conductors.
Yeah.
And host a speed dating night on a miniature train.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Thanks to Metricon's More Love Celebration. Receive $50,000 for just 10K. T's and C's apply. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, things might get steamy because of your conversation. And we have spent a lot of the last week talking about this, but now we're going to start putting people in carriages.
Oh, yeah.
Confirming people coming to our speed dating night who might, you know, whether it's for the first or second time, have a shot at love.
That's it. I feel like that's almost the theme, right? Like the second chance at love.
Oh, but it doesn't. We're trying to keep this as open as possible. Yeah. Lots of different ages, lots of different people.
Tim, we had such a big list. You went through and did a little bit of a stalky stalk today.
Yeah, look, I don't know if I like being a sleuthy sleuth.
Tim became like a full private investigator.
Yeah. So let's put someone on a carriage.
Yeah.
That's going to be there on Friday night. So
chuck someone in the caboose.
Yep. We have to get in touch with you to come.
Yes.
To this event. You can't just rock up because we have to keep it safe for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing. Sarah from Clifton Springs registered at krock.com.au. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi.
Now, this music seems inappropriate for our conversation.
Sarah, why is it that you saw our speed dating night and went, you know what, this is something I'm going to be a part of?
Well, I heard it on the radio and it sounded a bit random. I've only really been in the last 12 months, so I don't know a lot of people. Single lately, and I thought, well, this is way better than getting on Tinder or Bumble.
Yes.
Or Hinge. A bit of a cesspool, to be honest.
Sarah, I'm very excited. Look, if nothing else, you might make some friends on the train on Friday.
Yeah, maybe.
Or have you got enough friends, Sarah?
Oh, listen, I'm quite prone to putting guys in the old the friend basket. But
right. Friend zone Sarah over here.
I was going to say, is the friend basket softer than the friend zone?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe much the same, yeah.
Well, Sarah, hopefully on Friday we can take some guys out of the friend zone and put them in the end zone for you.
Well, calm down. Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, like some of your hobbies, some things you're into, what you're looking for in love?
Oh, my God. Well, prepare yourselves. I work in talent acquisition, in edutech, but I also own a gym business on the side. Alcohol, not exercise. I'm a solo mum by choice to a gorgeous little boy. And hobbies, I'm mad about my veggie patch, and I'm quite enthusiastic on cryptocurrency.
Oh. Sarah, I honestly can't believe you're still single, but I am very much looking forward to that not being the case as of Friday night.
What star sign are you, Sarah?
Oh, good question, Tim.
Oh, I'm a Pisces.
And we all know that that's August-ish. I was being obviously silly because we all know when they
Hey, Sarah, you might have a boyfriend by the time it's your birthday. You just never know.
Well, that would be nice. It sets quite a nice little deadline, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We will see you Friday on the waterfront, Valentine's Day night. Jess and I are going to be doing the radio show live from the train from 3 to 6. So if you want to jump on early and have a chat with us, feel free to, Sarah.
Sounds fun.
All right. We'll see you there.
Locked and loaded. That's our first person officially that we've put on the love train.
This is Tim and Jess.
I need to mention a conversation we had at lunch today that really got people fired up more than I thought it would. A friend of mine, unfortunately, is going through a bit of a tough breakup at the moment. It's very sad. And he and his partner lived together, and they were about to have a wedding next year.
So they were engaged.
Engaged. He took out a significant loan to pay for the engagement ring. And over the last couple of weeks, as they've been talking about moving out and moving away from one another, he has kind of been feeling out whether he's allowed to ask for that engagement ring back.
Right. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I can see why he would want the engagement ring back. It feels like...
At lunch, you said you thought it was a gift.
Well, I mean, an engagement ring is a gift, is it not?
It's not a gift. It is not a gift.
And then a whole bunch of people at lunch were saying, no, it's an exchange. Like, I give you the ring, you marry me.
No, that's not. What? 1940s shows have you been watching? No, I purchased you. You're mine now. No. That's a proposal. Like, it's literally a proposal. Yeah. Like, I, with this ring, propose to you that you and I have a wedding, we get married. So here, this ring, this symbolizes the commitment that we're going to do. And if that's something that you no longer want to do, then I think the ring should absolutely go back to whoever offered it in the first place.
I feel like you think that even more so when you found out how much he'd spent on the ring.
Yeah.
Because it was not a not significant amount. He'd taken out I think I could say it. Can we say it?
Yeah.
30K loan. He didn't spend the whole thing on the ring.
a bit of change for daddy. Get some new clothes.
But yeah, the ring itself was almost 20K. And so he's thinking, if I can get the ring back, I can sell it off and I can use that money to start over.
Right.
Which, you know, it's all very sad and horrible that it's happening. But if there's some silver lining that, you know, they can use that money to move on, maybe that's the way to go about it.
Does it change it if hypothetically they get to a point where they're like, let's say hypothetically in a male-female relationship, mm-hmm. she goes, this isn't working, I think we should separate. If it's her idea
to break up,
does she have to give the ring back?
I think
but so. But if he's the one that says, look, I'm out, give me the ring.
Ooh, that changes things for me.
But do you want to be wearing? Do you want it?
I don't. Well, yeah, I would probably keep it if my husband left me. I love this ring so much.
But I know you love it for what it looks like.
Yeah.
But it's about what it means. Don't you think you would struggle looking down on your hand?
And I might.
And you're not. And especially if you're.
I wouldn't
married.
Struggle taking the 20K. I wouldn't struggle with that.
You do a rock paper scissors. Be like, I want. No, let's figure this out.
Well, look, 52232955. This is the question we want to ask. Can you ask for the ring back after a breakup?
There's only one person I know that was engaged and then ended up not going through with the wedding.
Yeah. And did they keep the ring?
I have no idea.
Right.
So,
thanks for the input.
Well, no, it's a personal connection to you. So I don't know if you want to share the story.
Sure.
With your...
Oh, sure. Yes,
it's not my story to share.
Yeah, yeah, no. No, that person did get the ring back.
Okay. See what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to just add nothing to the conversation. I just didn't want to air out your family laundry. Anyway, do you give the ring back after a breakup?
Yeah.
If you're not married yet, give us a call. It's Tim and Jess driving you home on car. I feel like I said it accidentally.
I think you
trying
did.
To word
I
out.
Think you did.
That's all right.
Abby in Grovedale, what do you think about this? Can you ask for a ring back after a breakup?
I think it's absolutely fine, and honestly, I think it should be a given because it's the sentimentality behind it. And, you know, this person bought something for someone specific, and, you know, it should go back to that person because obviously it's not for that reason anymore.
I think probably after you get married, like wedding rings, you definitely, like, there's no point giving that back to her. But I don't think after you get married, you probably would give your engagement ring back after the wedding. It's more of a before. But then again, like, we probably sound really silly to a whole bunch of people that maybe have gone through this. So, again, if there's something that you've gone through.
After my parents separated, I got the ring. So, if it could go to a family member, depending how old they are or whatever. Like, I know in my personal case, I got the ring. So,
Abby, they are young. They don't have kids of their own just yet. So, yeah, I feel like it's if nothing else, it's going to help financially for them to have the split, because currently they can't afford to leave the house that they live in together.
That makes sense.
So like a 20K will very much help with that moving cost.
If it's a mutual decision, then go for it. Like, if they both think it's the best idea to sell it and, you know, get the money from it to help with whatever they need, then go for it. I think that's fine.
Yeah. Keep the calls coming through, 52232955. If this is something that maybe you separated after, like many, many years after a wedding, I'd be super curious to hear that perspective too.
Yeah.
Because it is, thank you so much, Abby. It is one of those really... It's to me, I go like, because I think I've been looking at this as the wedding hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Whoever's proposed, whoever got the ring, whether it's the man, the woman, or if it is a male, female, female, whatever it may be, whoever offered the ring gets the ring back.
Gets the ring back.
It seems simple. Like, if you didn't follow through with what
if
the
promise
was.
If you're the one who
was,
paid for it, yeah, you should definitely get
100%.
That back.
100%. So, I mean, happy Valentine's Week, yeah. Jess. Thanks.
Hey, just because we're loved up, Tim, doesn't mean that things aren't happening in the world, okay?
Oh.
My mate's really gone through it.
All right. I understand. Sorry, it's the head wobble and the sassy woman. It's making it hard to focus.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Jess, yesterday, we just mentioned it briefly, you brought to the show in the lead up to Valentine's Day, Spotify's like most romantic songs.
Yes. The top 10 most listened to love songs of all time. Ed Sheeran topping that list with his song Perfect.
Yep. Now, great song.
Pretty good.
Obviously meant to be a love song.
Yeah.
You know? It's, I'll get a snippet of it here, but when you, it's intended to be what everybody wants it to be.
Well, I mean, every person loves Ed Sheeran, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's super romantic.
So what you hear, so the system is just, there's so many songs.
I thought you
system.
Had it lined
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, I have different songs lined up. But this is the song.
Dancing in the dark with you between my arms.
So not
like
bad.
Talking like really intimate things and like how special his wife is and all those kind of things. But I thought it would be fun if we each, every day, will bring three songs that might not necessarily initially seem like a romantic song, but I think if you use this in the lead up to Valentine's Day or on Valentine's
Put
Day.
Put it on your romance playlist for Valentine's Day.
100%.
Okay.
Because I came up with the idea, I thought I would start us off.
Please.
Now, well, I did mention this song yesterday, but this, to me, is one of the most romantic songs of all time. People may have never heard of it. Jess, you and I, we are big fans of this.
Big fans.
This is Amazed by Lone Star.
I don't know how you do what you do.
Oh.
I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
For like a 6-month period in 2018, this was Tim and I's pump up song for the show.
Pump up.
And can you blame us?
Yep. Now that
excellent
one,
song.
That one is probably like the words are like everything you do, I'm amazed by you. Like that's part of the words. So like I understand that's probably a more obvious love song.
That one is ruined for me though because I wanted to use it in my wedding, but I thought of you.
Yeah.
So,
and you were like those
weird
thoughts. We have to put them behind us. I've met a new man. This one, again, initially, maybe you play it to your partner. They might go, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. But really just sit back, listen. This song is love. Creed. Creed is love.
I give you everything.
I mean, it wouldn't have been immediately on my list.
No?
But it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
All right.
I do love Creed.
Yes.
So
Creed, and like they've got a whole back catalogue of songs that are very romantic. Now, my final one today, like, all right, those are probably, they're very emotional. You can see like in Lone Star, it's like, in Creed, this one's a little bit different. It's more for like playful, fun relationships. If you want to be cute, if you want to like, you know, maybe dance around the kitchen, maybe you want to impress somebody. This is a song that is romantic that initially probably wouldn't seem like it. The Baha Men.
I don't think anyone has put this in a romance category ever.
You're not vibing that?
I'm not vibing that one. I was with you until that point. This feels like something you would play if you wanted someone to be your ex.
When, I don't know about you, but when I learned that that song wasn't about literally letting canines out,
yeah.
And it was when he's saying who let the dogs out, he's actually like, why are there so many unattractive people here? That was devastating.
But that, do you hear that? That's glass shattering for so many people across Geelong and the Pacific Coast.
But if you get past that, it is quite,
it's quite romantic.
Again, because like maybe the dogs can represent my love for you.
Sure. Like,
like who let him out? Like
you.
See, are you seeing it now? You're seeing it now. All right, tomorrow, looking forward to what you can find for us. Because again, it's not your personal songs. It's songs that maybe people aren't actually hearing as romantic.
Right,
songs.
Okay, yeah. Now I understand the brief. I can bring you... We're going to have to explain it to Will now as well.
Fantastic.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.